Salam. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to continue showering His blessings on us, give us the opportunity to acknowledge and to make shukr for them, and to use them in the proper and in the correct way, insha'Allah. Alhamdulillah, respected friends and brothers, it is also from among the bounties of Allah that generally we living in this country are living a generally stable and a peaceful life, leading our lives in, alhamdulillah, a normal way. And if we have to compare other places, the instability, the civil war, the refugees, the bombing and that, we can never ever make enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, to have stability in a country and to have a peaceful existence, it just doesn't happen like that. There have to be certain things put into place. And one of the things that have to be put in place, obviously, is good leadership and proper governance. So at this point in time, we had just finished with our elections in the country. And as we know, the votes are being counted. We were following the events, as we always do whenever there is a national election or a municipal election, or the build-up that comes to it, and then the actual event, and then after the scoreboard that comes up. And it is nothing short of an entertainment also, and a drama and a circus that is now choosing a proper leader who's now supposed to ensure smooth governance and a stable running of the country. And we can even look beyond our borders. We aren't short of entertainment if we look at what's happening in America at the moment. From how many months already, there's so much of entertainment being dished out, how the various people, leaders, are going to be leading what is referred to as the greatest country, referred to as. Look at their conduct and look at their behavior. Look at the manner in which they are vying with each other. Look at the manner in which they are competing and going to unprecedented lengths to get that post. And in the process, we see all the mudslinging. We see the exposure of evils of each other according to whatever they think it is. And we see all the other funny things that go on with that. So many meetings and so many conventions and so many conferences. And finally, then they reach a certain point, making all kinds of statements and promises and whatever else has to be done. All so that they can get someone who is going to run the country smoothly. But look at the chaos and the entertainment that's taking place before already when it comes to this. Not to mention the amount of money, big amount of money that is put into all these campaigns, which is then supposed to be deciding who is going to become the leader and who is going to afterwards have to spend money on seeing to the welfare of the people. But this is how the money was squandered. So we look at the whole Batil system coming about, and obviously we enjoy the entertainment. This one said that, and that one ran that one like that. Not to mention the additional sideshows that come in the form of the political analysts and the media people and the satirists and whoever else making a bigger joke of whatever was a joke and now make a post-mortem of it. All so that we can have a leader or leaders who are supposed to lead the country in a smooth manner and see to the welfare of the downtrodden and the oppressed and to see to it that justice and peace and compassion and all of the rest of that is supposed to prevail. But look at the starting point of the choosing of a leader. So my respected friends and brothers, there is no running away from the fact that Allah Ta'ala has chosen people with leadership qualities. And it is a human and a natural thing that somebody has to lead. There's no two ways about that. Everybody can be leaders, and we cannot be left leaderless also, leaderless. We cannot be living in a society or in an area where there is no law. There has to be some kind of law. And all that leads, it falls in the category of governance. Now, my respected friends and brothers, we as Muslimin living in this country, or anywhere else for that matter, need to know that we cannot run away and shy away from those kind of positions. There are those people who have got natural, built-in, inborn, as we can say, inherent leadership qualities. And there are those who are going to look up to them, that person is supposed to lead us. Because why? We see the following good qualities in him. And he is the one who can take on the cudgels and he can lead us. So when we are thinking as Muslims, and we have got also certain criteria, we don't just look at fellows who are loud-mouthed and blowing hot air and making irresponsible statements and doing all kinds of things. And just there for the adventure, my respected brother. Some of these fellows that are in campaign in this country or wherever, they are just there for the adventure. So when Muslimin are looking for leaders, and when there is a need for leadership in Islam, then my brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left some beautiful examples for us and beautiful advices, which when they were followed in the earlier aspect or in the earlier era of Islamic history, we find that there was so beautiful governance. It was referred to as the golden era. It was referred to the era of the Khulafa ur-Rashidun, the rightly guided Khulafa. One of the things is that when those people were chosen as leaders, we don't find, as we find now, that everyone was vying and competing with each other to hold that position of leadership. Just because it looked very nice, it looked very cushy, you know, the gravy train and the benefits and the perks that are going to come once I get appointed as a president or a minister or a whatever else, a parliamentarian or a normal councillor, there are going to be so many other benefits. That is not what was in front of those people. In fact, when a person looks for a position of leadership, then he's already putting himself in a big problem. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned that when a person takes on leadership, then he has to be very, very careful about the responsibility he has taken on. As an individual, your akhirat can be compromised. Your relationship with Allah Ta'ala can be compromised. A person's own heart and his own character can be compromised, because it is so tempting to have so many things at a person's disposal. And we know how many times we hear issues of graft and of all kinds of embezzlement of funds and whatever else is taking place. So a person's whole character and akhlaq can become affected. A person's sense of justice can become thwarted. Because in that position, you have to make decisions sometimes. It's a big story. And sometimes they are family, they are friends. There's the issue of favoritism, there's the issue of bias and all these things there. That is why, my brothers, it is a need for us to take on the cudgels of leadership. But we must also know that we have got those qualities, leadership qualities, and most importantly, how connected we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a need for our people, for us that are sitting in this masjid and living in this community, to know what actual Islamic leadership entails. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at the contrast of how we find the campaigning, find all the billboards, we find all the posters, and we find all the promises being made there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith, it's a hadith that we are supposed to look at very, very carefully. We've mentioned it a few times from this mimbar here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tas'al al-imara." Don't desire and don't go begging and asking to be a leader. Don't do that. Already we see the contradiction in that. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Fa'innaka utitaha an mas'alatin." If you are going to be granted because you begged for that position and you asked to be there, then you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wukilta alayha." It is going to be thrust on you, and that is it. But if you are given that same position without begging and asking for it, then you are going to be u'inta alayha, you are going to be granted help by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now keep in mind, my brothers, there are people present in this gathering who have got beautiful qualities. No need for anyone to go and put up posters. Obviously, the system is going to require us to do that, because the system we are. But if people can take on cudgels and take on responsibility of the community at just this level, and go out of their way and be there at grassroots levels for seeing to the welfare of the community, everyone will beg you to become a leader. Everyone will say, you are the person. You don't have to go put up your poster. So we are comparing how an Islamic leader is recognized for his position, and another leader has to beg the people, see me, I'm going to do this for you and I'm going to do that for you. Subhanallah, we work with people in our community, in our congregation, and we see such beautiful qualities in them that they can take Don't have to be a Maulana or a Mufti or anything. They've got beautiful leadership qualities. They've got go. They've got guts. They are the ones who have to look ahead, that we are going to be expecting them to be leading us, because no one else is going to stand up for us, my brothers. All of us, and I'm not speaking of us and them in a discriminatory way, but I'm saying it in this way, that as the ummah, a lot of our needs need to be addressed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warned, don't go and beg. Also, we are harping on Diyanat. That means you lead with a relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you beg for it, you will not be. If you ask, you are given that position without asking, anzalallahu alayhi malakan yusaddiduhu, that Allah ta'ala will send an angel who will then strengthen and consolidate you and guide you. That is why we have terms like khulafa'ur rashidun. They were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to have inherent qualities of compassion, of justice, and of worrying for the welfare of the people, and of sympathizing with the people. That is what a leader is all about. So they did not only worry about if the fellow is in a masjid and he's, no, they worried about the overall welfare of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the qualities which we have to ask ourselves, if we have got them in us, and if we do have, we develop them and we go out and we serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah, not for anything else, not to jump on the gravy train, my respected friends and brothers. And this term khulafa or rashidun means the rightly guided leaders and khulafa. It is normally exclusive to the first four or five khulafa. From Sayyidina Abu Bakr, some said to Sayyidina Ali, and some said to Sayyidina Hassan. And then the same title was given to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who came as a khalifa right at the end of the first century of Islam. Some people say he also falls in the category of the khulafa or rashidun, rightly guided khalifa, because of the way he ruled. But look at the words the khulafa had used when they were put into the place. History teaches us that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was appointed the position of khalifa. He says, I have been appointed in this position, but it doesn't mean I'm better than you. Look at the humility that comes. Look at the circus everywhere else when these politicians are standing up and blowing their own trumpets. He says, I am telling you that you are better than me. Obey me as long as they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, just remember, the wrath of Allah ta'ala is upon those people when they carry out evil lives, when they have got evil in them. Already linking the people up immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, we go to the other khalifa. We look at Sayyidina Umar, his entire life, there are thick books written documenting by authentic historians how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took care even of the camel and of the donkey when it was hurt. Those are leaders. And the point we are making is inculcate within ourselves the responsibility that I am answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, when he was appointed the khalifa, he didn't even put up a placard and those type of things. He went to the funeral of the khalifa, whose name was Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, at Qabristan, because the khalifa had passed away. And at the Qabristan, he was appointed the khalifa, because the system was, they announced the name. They say that the previous khalifa, who has just passed away, has now said that this new person must be the khalifa. Imagine you go to graveyard and somebody says you're the next president of the country. What will do? Come home happily, or we'll say, bring the limousine first here. Because now I'm the president and I'm not going home. I need to go to the presidential palace. He started crying. He said, I do not want this post. But look at the clamor amongst the people. Everyone present there supported and they kind of cheered him on. That's what we are saying. If as individuals we take it on ourselves to take care of community and society to whatever level we can, and when we are put in that position, everyone will give us a support without us going to make promises and asking that we need to be put into position. He came home crying and his wife asked him, why are you crying? He didn't even know. She didn't even know that this man has just been appointed a khalifa. He said, and these are the words, why should I not be crying when the burden of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the burden of the prisoners and the ill and the travelers and the old and the disabled, and everyone has been put on me. How am I going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? It's just been thrust on me. And really, my brothers, you must read this life story of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. It is one of the golden eras of Islam. And all because this man ruled with a sense of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can give lots of other beautiful examples in this regard, as the Khulafa that they came, and how they left examples for us, that when we are given this position, we keep in mind, I am answerable and accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on assuming the post of Khilafat, also appointed alhamdulillah through a system where six people sat down and they made mashwara, and finally he was appointed after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He at that point in time wrote directives to the various people, and he said to the governors, you have been appointed to see to the obligation of the communities that are under you. Your obligation is to see to the welfare of the communities that are under you. That is the first thing. Allah has chosen you in this position. Again, Allah, once a person believes that Allah has chosen me, I am here for a reason, if he's linked up, my brothers, he will lead with fear of Allah, he will lead with consciousness, he will lead with a sense of accountability, and he will leave nothing unturned. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was busy attending to the wound of a camel. Somebody said to him, you are a Khalifa and you're fixing up this camel here. There are much more important things to be doing. He said, Allah is going to ask Umar about this camel also on the day of Qiyamah. What am I going to tell my Allah? My brothers, Allah has given us iman. Allah has given us lots of things, lots of qualities. We have grown up in homes with consciousness and the rest of that. We appeal to all our brothers, whatever happens, whatever has happened in terms of elections, do not shy away from this position that is here, and do not be withhold your beautiful qualities that Allah has given each one. And we are appealing, we're talking also, we need our younger people to come on board and start taking on the great responsibility. Really, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at the sincerity of our heart. Allah will guide us, and Allah will make it such that we will lead the ummah, not Middleburg, not South Africa, will lead the ummah with such leadership qualities that will again bring back the memories of the early era of Islam, the golden era of Islam. So again, we are saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that kullukum ra'in, each one of you is a shepherd. So it doesn't only refer to leadership, we are also leaders at home, wherever else it might be. And each one of you is going to be questioned about his flock. So whoever has been given that position there on top, he must know that he has to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever has got his own little leadership in whichever way it might be, in the place where he's working, or in the community, or wherever else it might be, he has to conduct himself with this, that kullukum mas'ulun, each one of you is going to be questioned about those that were under him as to how he conducted himself and what steps had he taken to see to their welfare. And a Muslim leader, a leader in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not focus only on his little family, on his community. He is what we call khadimul khalq. He is a servant of the creation of Allah, as was proven to us by our Khulafa, that even if the animals and the birds were suffering, it became his problem. If the environment and the ecosystem was suffering, he did something about putting those things right. And in all these different fields, we find the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very clearly prevalent, that how we should lead ourselves, how we should conduct ourselves in as far as restoring stability and maintaining peace and ensuring the general welfare of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Umar al-Nadhi.